I did not have internet last week, so we did not get to do our normal draft breakdown, like post-draft power rankings.
What up is that? What's up with that? I mean, you picked the worst week to move.
Yeah, that's on me. Well, it's on Spectrum, but I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is that we wrote them down, and obviously, we were pretty good. Like,
yeah.
I mean, overall, we had Chris overall number one.
I mean, I had him losing this week, but
yeah,
it just came out in the wash.
Right. Yeah. But overall, I had him at number one. You had him at like number three overall. So he was power team, obviously. AJ, we had as a power team. Ethan, obviously top five.
I had Ellie in that four spot.
Yeah. Confusing, though, is Mitch Kukla.
Yeah, he's an oddball.
I think we'll get to it, but power ranking wise, I didn't see it coming. I mean, he didn't start an entire team.
Yeah, and he took the approach he took last year, which ended up getting him in like 10th or 11th place. So really the track record just kind of was speaking for itself.
We'll see how this year goes. Off to a hot start though.
Absolutely.
And spoilers for later. I think Chris is gonna do bad the rest of the year.
That'd be the dream, you know? I need to stop getting boxed out by him for playoffs each year.
What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Hellfire Club. I'm your host, Chip Satterfield, joined by the 1-0, Brian Wolf.
Oh, it's a good day. I often don't see myself as 1-0. I think this is the first good start I've had, maybe ever.
I mean, good for you, dog. I mean, you chose a different way to do it this year. You went 0 RB, and week one it got you that dub, and going into week two you're looking good.
I know. I'm hoping I can keep the steam rolling here, but yeah, I'm sorry it was at your expense though. I wish we were both 1-0 in this fine episode.
Yeah, me too. But I like how the league's kind of shaping up, because we have two different matchups that are 1-0s going at each other, and two different matchups that are 0-1s going at each other. So we are going to have some disparity early.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Which I'm loving.
Yeah.
I'm loving that. I just hope I'm not one of the 0-2s. That'd be rough.
I have confidence you can right the ship.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Going up against Team Jay Shabs.
Uh-oh, he didn't have a great showing week one.
No, he didn't, and he denied me a trade this week, so I'm hoping to take that bastard down. And now, some news from the league. Ethan won the most contested claim of the week, and Jeff Wilson, a good pickup after Eli Mitchell went down.
Moving on to Timbo Slice, I think is his name. I don't know his actual last name, so that's what I'm going to refer to him as. He hit the waivers hot and heavy this week. Overpaid for Mecole Hardman, and also, who else did he pick up? Wentz as well? So, damn, he was going real hard in the paint super early, so I'm glad he knows how the fab system works.
Yeah, he did good. He did good. I hadn't played with Tim. I knew he did fantasy football. It's Chris's brother-in-law, so... Okay. I part of the family and whatnot, but, I don't know. He's active, which I love. I'm hoping for a little bit of shit talking in the chats, but other than that, he's doing great. Mm-hmm. He's doing great early. So Chris overpaid as well. $5 against no one for 32-year-old running back Rex Burkhead.
And then moving on to you and I were going head to head for that Bengals defense, but you got them from me. I paid a dollar, you paid five. So the bungalows are all yours for 2 weeks.
Hell yeah, dog. And Chris won Curtis Samuel in a contested bid. Oof. That offense is interesting to me. I obviously have a piece of it, but they looked kind of legit, honestly.
Yeah.
The Manders.
Yeah, the Manders, they were spreading it around. Everyone was getting a little love. I mean, I think there were three or four people in that game from the Manders that actually had a fantasy-worthy week. Like, it was impressive. And Curtis Samuel kind of, I'm hoping this is his resurgence. I kind of felt bad for him. He was kind of always the left-behind stepchild in Carolina, and then when they traded him, he immediately got hurt and was out all last season. So I hope he does something for himself.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I've always liked Curtis Samuel, but
mm-hmm. And then Andrew coming out of left field. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He won the league last year, but man, paying for the backup on the Steelers, who now is still the backup because it looks like Najee's gonna play.
Yeah, that Najee injury was kind of wild. I'm surprised that he's just going to be fine. But also, Jalen Warren, I thought, looked bad. I mean, the Bengals have a decent offense, but, like, Warren didn't show anything. Like, their running game kind of fell apart when Najee went out. Pittsburgh's very tempting because it's a bell cow roll every time, which is great for fantasy football. But also, I think that team might be bad this year. So... Mm-hmm. I know they won week one against the Bengals, who appeared in the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. But I honestly think the wheels are going to fall off, and they're going to end up starting that rookie quarterback eventually, and then maybe it'll get spicy, but...
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't think, like you said, it gets any better either. I think they used up all their magic in that Bengals game.
I think so, too. It was a shit show, but we'll call it magic. And then you picked up Devin Duvernay? Go ahead and speak on that, brother.
So, it didn't feel great, don't get me wrong, but I knew I wasn't going to have a chance at Samuel unless I spent a ton of money. So I was like, all right, who's a name that no one really is talking about? And Duvernay popped up. He had, I think, four receptions for like 90 yards and a touchdown, or two touchdowns or something like that.
Yeah.
I was happy with the target count. And I don't know, I figured for a dollar... If he ends up paying off and being my Cordarrelle Patterson of this year, then he was worth every bit of it.
Yeah, he's interesting. I don't mind it. I don't think – I'm not convinced after week one. Eight targets is pretty juicy, but also, I don't know, Baltimore is always weird. Yeah. And I panic picked up Josh Palmer just kind of late in the week just because, like, what if he's good this week? Like, I can't
– Yes. Are you starting him tonight? Are you going to put your money where your mouth is?
No, especially because I have Eckler, and I'm hoping Eckler just benefits from the loss of their number one wide receiver. Maybe it's just Eckler mm-hmm. instead of Palmer, but, like, what if Palmer gets two touchdowns? I might start him. I don't know. How long is what's-his-face going to be out? You know what I mean? Like, I had to. I had to get him on my... And I had two defenses. I don't need two defenses, so it's not like I actually...
Oh, yeah.
Ate up a bench spot, so I'll hold on to him
for sure.
See what materializes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shoot, Keenan Allen's not a spring chicken anymore, and it's a hamstring injury, so this might go on a while.
Yeah, and Josh Palmer, when Keenan Allen was out, I think last year, had a pretty decent game, seven receptions or something like that. So he didn't do much last week. Keenan went out in the first half, and Josh Palmer didn't do much, but also they. Didn't design any plays for him, I don't think, because they assumed they would have Keenan. So
yeah, they'll probably scheme him tonight. At least he'll get a good look at him and get to dump him or keep him pretty early on this week.
Yeah, 100%. If he doesn't put up a couple of touchdowns, I'll probably dump him before the weekend. So watch out for that. And for the weekly segment, we have an interview with week one's overall highest scorer, Christopher Jennifer Reiser. Welcome to the podcast.
I hate when you use that name.
Why? It's your given name.
That's not true.
I don't know why you would lie to the people like that.
Is your given name Chip?
It might be. You don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Okay. That doesn't even make... That's the worst argument you've ever... It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Talk about... Let's... Thoughts on the allegations that week one was a fluke because Mitch didn't even start all of his players and got the third highest points in the league.
What? I didn't play Mitch. How does that affect me?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are saying that week one was a complete fluke because of that fact.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That yeah. We should read into it that much.
Yeah, word on the street is that no one's even thinking about week one anymore.
Well, guess what? It's overreaction Thursday, so I'm going to overreact and say my team's amazing, all right?
Okay, all right. Are you watching the game tonight?
I mean, of course. I've got... How many players do I have in this league? I have the Chargers defense probably going to be crap for me, and I got Edwards-Helaire, so hopefully he goes off.
Wait, can we go back to that? Let's circle back to that real quick. The Chargers defense, that's who you're playing.
Against Pat Mahomes.
I mean, that's who I drafted, yeah. I mean, I...
Pick somebody up.
Stream defenses, you dummy.
I debated getting a new defense this week, but...
I threw the Broncos back.
Huh?
I threw the Broncos back. They're not a bad start this week.
Yeah, but after this week, they've got Jacksonville, Houston, Cleveland, and Denver didn't look good. Like, the rest of the next several weeks after this game, they've got great matchups. So I'm like, I'll just suck it up for this game. They were great against the Raiders last week. I'll just, you know, maybe they'll be bad this week, but I'll eat it.
I mean, I think he's just trying to pad the stat and really keep the storyline going that anyone who is a guest on the show just ends up losing that next week. Yeah, I think he's really trying to reinforce it.
Are you tanking? Chris, please respond to the allegations that you are tanking this week.
Maybe. Who am I playing this week? Maybe I am tanking.
I'm
playing...
How do you
play Andrew? Oh, Andrew's team's decent too.
All right. Well, we only have one more question for you before we let you go here. Do you miss Peter?
Why?
What do you mean why? Because he left.
I mean, yeah, I was never real close to him. He's your guys' friend. He seemed cool.
All right. Well, it's not really what I expected you to say, but that's fine. You can be a douche about it.
What you want me to say?
Why did you not say yes?
You don't miss the shit talking?
He was one of the bigger shit talkers, that's true. But I also feel he was actually a legit competitor most years.
We yeah, replaced not, him not last year.
Replaced him with Tim. So Tim could be pretty good, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, Tim's been making some money moves. Like he seems active in the league.
Well, he should be because his team put up less than 90 last week.
Okay. I don't know why we have to shit talk teams that put up less than 90. So.
Yeah, that's... I was about to get to it. How do you feel that your co-host just smacked you last week?
Okay. All right. who would have thought that Austin Eckler would put up 8? And also, I should have looked at, and I will be paying attention to this going forward. This is a good takeaway from week one. Week one was a learning experience. So I will not be playing pass-catching people in rain games. That's always bad. But also, I won't play more than one bear per week. Like, if I need Cole Kmet in my tight end position, I'll tell you what, I'm not fucking playing David Montgomery.
What are you doing even picking up those two? Didn't we say that was a bad idea from the jump?
Okay.
I think we did.
David Montgomery was a steal in the fourth. That dude should be up in the second. You know what I mean? Like, you're making fun of me. You had Elijah Mitchell. Like, I don't know what you want.
He got hurt, but...
Yeah, yeah. It hurts, honestly. So, did you guys watch that game?
I saw them literally squeegeeing a grass field.
Yeah, bro. No. Oh my god, the amount of water on that field was actually disgusting. Like, I thought somebody was going to get hurt because it was just, like, standing puddles everywhere. To the point where, like, the cast of the game, like, towards the end of the game, they had to project the numbers on the field because you could not see the white anymore.
Funny.
Okay, well, that was a good reaction. Thank you for that, for the podcast. You guys are both professionals, and I appreciate that.
We're not inviting
him
anymore.
Yeah, I, like, funny.
It was funny stuff.
Sorry, I'm busy looking at your awful team and how bad they did.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm excited for what kind of trades develop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's the maybe spicy part.
Yeah.
You probably send me a running back for one of my receivers, huh?
Probably not you.
Interesting.
Got Romeo any... Dobbs is looking like a snack on my bench right now. Just letting you know.
Who?
Romeo Dobbs.
Romeo Dobbs.
Aaron Rodgers need another receiver. Yeah, he's a receiver.
No, I don't need another receiver.
No, yeah, you do.
Wolfie, your running backs are worse than mine.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Everyone settle down. I have running backs to go around, so go ahead and submit those trade offers. What do you mean? How do you not want David Montgomery? Chris, thank you for joining us. Do you have anything you would like to say to the league on your way out?
I'm just happy for another year, and I can't wait to beat Andrew this week.
Okay. Well, at least you're doing a little bit of shit talk.
Whoa, is he taking my bit?
I mean, what? No, like a closing thing?
Yeah.
I didn't ask him for words of wisdom. You'll still get your moment. Will you relax?
Damn, I thought you were about to just outsource my bit. All right.
No. This is just the end of the interview.
Ah, okay.
All right. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
I guess the perennial words of wisdom after week one is just don't lose your shit. You may have lost or you may have won. Just stay the course. You really probably won't have a good idea about people on your team, at least big draft picks, until about week two or three. So things didn't quite go your way week one, just hold out for another week, and if they were going well, then keep the foot on the gas.
All gas, no Browns, baby.
I guess. The wise words of Chris.
Yeah, the wisest of us.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, I mean, yes. We could shut this down. I have to edit this down a bit. I'm obviously going to cut out the part where Chris talks shit about my team, but
you always give me a bad rep or make me look bad on these shows.
Well, it's what? Too easy. Like, I don't know what you want me to do.
I didn't make you look bad, Chris.
Well, not when I'm on them, but the one time when I put in all those names and you changed it to me. Chris, you said you switched Chip's name for mine.
Yeah, dude, I didn't warn Wolfie about that at all. And he goes, are you reading those wrong? I was like, no, stick with me.
Yes, Wolf. He was reading them wrong because he's a dick.